Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the Guard Up Knicks podcast. I'm your host, Apollo Reed. I'm here with my boy, the regular Joe, and I'm also here with Ari Hoops. Talk to me. Actually, Ari, because, you know, we talked about it backstage. Tell the people where you're from, because I was going to chop that up.
Yeah, man. If you guys don't know me, man, it's Ari Hoops 84 on Twitter, and it's Ari Hoops 84 YouTube. It's Go School Retro NBA. I do tributes for players of the past, you know, from the 90s, 2000s, 80s, 70s, 60s, you name it. It ain't a player, a role player, a star player, a real good bench player on a championship team that was forgotten about. College basketball teams from back in the days, players that were legends overseas, and people in general that were just stars. And just good players that I know a lot of people loved. I love, you know, bringing back their memories and just talking about their game and just dropping knowledge just for the younger fans that didn't really get to see them. But that's what I do. Go School Retro NBA is on Spotify as well.
That's dope. That's dope. Y'all go check them out. Go follow, subscribe, and everything. Joe, talk to me, man. How you feeling, man? It's been a minute.
Nah, I feel good, bro. I'm tired of these people, though, man. You know, I be looking at these people, man. These people be talking crazy, bro. talking about the Knicks fans, the Knicks gonna lose tonight. Who losing? Ain't nobody losing, bro.
First round exit, so everything, man. Guys falling.
Yeah, I'm sick. Yeah, what's wrong with these guys, man? What's wrong with these guys?
No faith at all, man.
What are we? We 78 games in now? They still ain't learned?
Called the overreaction.
They still ain't learned, man.
Like,
my goodness, yo.
Too emotional.
This team is about that. This team is about that life, bro.
Mm-hmm.
Gritty, like the 90s teams, man. Probably better. I'm going to be honest.
Man, listen, I'm going to be honest.
I think ceiling definitely.
Ceiling definitely higher. I mean, we got some work to do in the playoffs, but let's be real. We've never had a floor general like this on this team ever. And like outside of Clyde, you know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? Like Earl of Pearls, I'm sure there's a few others that you can put in that category.
Ray Richardson.
Right. But there's not too Mark many Jackson. That you can really say, Mark Jackson for sure. But I mean,
he's better than Mark Jackson, man.
He's on another
level. He's better than Mark Jackson. He's better than Michael Ray Richardson.
I
love Michael Ray. I love him.
I mean, personally, the only one besides Earl of Pearl that I'm putting up there with him, of course, is Clyde. But you know what I'm saying? That's good company. You know what I mean? If you ask me, that's really, really good company. But, you know.
Yo, Ari, 84 is a great year, Ari.
Yeah, that's the year I was born, man. I know.
Me too,
89, man, when I was a kid.
Okay, listen, guys. I'm 88. I'm still 80s, baby. You know what I'm saying? But I'm 88. I'm still in there. You know what I'm saying? A little four-year difference. You know Don't leave me hanging. You know what I'm saying? But it's all good. I'm usually the youngest one on the show. That's fine. You know, I'll take it. Yeah. No,
but that's a good year. 80s being 80s baby in general is dope.
Right. Yeah. I'm not an 89er. So you know how they say, you 89, you're not really 80s baby. You know what I'm saying? 88. I'm a little bit 89. But Knicks beat the Bucks tonight, 122-109, man. I mean, that was, you know, talking about how rough this you know, tough this team is. Shout out to you, Izzy. You know what I'm saying? How tough this team is and how they can fight from, you know, quarter one. They didn't look too good. You know what I'm saying? Of course, it was rough. You're playing the Bucks. We got Giannis. He gets everything. He gets all the calls. He gets all the calls that he wants. Every single time that he goes to the basket. It's weird, man. Sometimes, you know, you just see the disparity in the calls from, you know, guys, you know, other stars in the league compared to Brunson. It's like, at what point does he start to get the respect that, you know, the rest of these guys get? You know what I mean? I mean, he also has to hit the free throws when he does get there. You know what I mean? That's another topic. But, you know what I mean? he deserves a little bit more respect. But shout out to these guys for a tough win. You know what I mean? You know, guys coming in like Deuce, having the impact he had in only like 17 minutes. You know what I mean? Like 18 minutes, I guess it was. OG, man, he didn't shoot well at all. I mean, he still got to work. He had elbow surgery, you know what I'm saying? So, of course, he's going to be, you know, a little bit different, you know, harder to, you know, adjust on that front. But, you know, it's what we really wanted from him is the defense. And defensively, he showed up tonight, you know what I mean, and really affected the game in a lot of ways. But what did you guys tell me? Tell me, Ari, what you know, what you saw outside of the, you know, the shot being off. Did you see from OG and how he contributed to the win and positively tonight?
Yeah, OG's impact always has to be seen when you watch it with your own two eyes. Mm-hmm. Because if you look at strictly at the numbers, you would think OG literally did nothing on the court. Mm-hmm. But the impact that OG has is that, you know, he's just interswitchable. He's very good on the switch, especially with a bigger guy guarding, like you saw him guarding Giannis in the post. Now, he was frustrating Giannis, especially in that second half.
Yeah.
Because he was just getting his hands in, you know, in there at the right time, you know, making life hard for Giannis. And this is what OG does. You know, there's a reason why there's a premium in the NBA for a player like OG, and a lot of teams want him, contenders too. Even some of the guys that we're going to be going up against in the playoffs. Mm-hmm. And for us to have a guy like a blue guy like OG, that you can have guard, you know, centers in the post. You've seen him guard Carl Anthony Towns. You've seen him guard Rudy Gobert. You've seen him guard Joel Embiid and give him problems. Mm-hmm. As good as Joel Embiid is, you know, one of the MVP caliber players in the league. And this is what he was brought here for. And obviously with the elbow surgery, you know, the jump shot is going to have to get back into rhythm. But I think ultimately, man, he was one of the X-Factors in this game, and Mitchell Robinson too, because mm-hmm. those guys became the defensive anchors in the second half. And Mitchell Robinson stuffed on two occasions.
Yeah.
And they were happening. Well, those were ended up being momentum, you know, switch, because there was points in that second half where it looked like the game was gonna inch back towards the Bucks. And right. every time the Bucks like got right there, the Knicks had an answer. Mm-hmm. And Deuce McBride was a big fourth quarter.
Yeah.
And we needed that from him because obviously when we struggled in the, you know, during this this tough stretch, we cut the second unit, you know, was hard to get, you know, points with Brunson on the bench. And we struggled at that. But tonight they stepped up in a big way. I think the team know they needed it. And when you see a 7-footer Hartenstein diving for a loose ball.
Yeah, that was a big play.
That's when I said, you know what, the Knicks wanted more.
Big
and this is the reason why I think the Knicks match up well with the Bucks. I said it during the summer. And I had Nick Twitter going for my head on a platter. But I said the Bucks should have never traded for Dame Lillard. And I'm going to stick to that. Because I think Jrue Holiday, that was just the chemistry. And yeah, I always tell people, sometimes a player might be a better fit. But also that chemistry could go away, man. If you bring in a guy like Dame. And it could go left. There's two caveats. It could work out, but it could also go left. Mm-hmm. And it seems like, I don't know, man. There's something going on with that Bucks team that I think behind closed doors that we don't know about. Because they don't look like, I don't know. They look like no confidence. You look at it, the Knicks just took the heart out of them, man.
Yeah.
And I said, there's a team that's like, they're struggling right now. What is their 4 straight loss already?
Yeah, they lost.
Yeah, that second team, we're right there. We got an easy schedule after this.
Bro, in the previous three was against the Wizards, the Grizzlies, and the Raptors.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, that's
like,
pretty bad.
Like the Knicks loss makes sense, but like those three losses don't make sense.
Yeah, it's
man.
Tough. So especially Joe,
back to back.
Right. Joe, tell me, how do you think, you know, OG is, despite having a bad shooting night, he couldn't make a three tonight. What is it? What does that say? He couldn't make a three tonight. I think he was 0 for 5. Two of 10 from the field. You know what I'm saying? But he still had 3 rebounds, 4 steals, 2 assists, 2 blocks. You know what I'm saying? Only 1 turnover, and he's plus 7 from the field. How do you think he affected us, you know, despite shooting bad?
Yeah, I think that, well, one thing about the threes, like, I feel like he shot a lot of threes from above the break tonight, where even before the elbow surgery, he does not look comfortable shooting that shot.
Right.
Some guys, that extra foot and change is just too far for them.
Yeah.
We've seen him make a few. But it doesn't even look like the same shot when he shoots it. He just shoots it differently.
He's a corner guy.
When he's above the break. He really is. Like, his shot from the corner looks beautiful. And when he's above the break, he just doesn't look comfortable or confident taking it. Mm-hmm. So I attribute the misses to that, as well as the obviously the elbow. But, yo, that guy, though, he's a menace, man. And, like, I feel like him, Dante, it's something about him, Dante, Isaiah and Deuce that are so menacing on defense, man. Like, these guys, it's almost like there's more than one of them out there sometimes.
Yeah,
And then you throw in Mitchell Robinson, who seems to be getting his legs back. I mean, defensively, this team could be a juggernaut, man. Like, if they're gonna go into the postseason, and make a run, it's gonna be, it starts on the defensive end. And making some threes, of course.
Yeah, of course. Shout out to
RBO. They can't shoot the three like they shot last year in the playoffs. Man.
Right. That can't happen. And that's why they.
But
they
I don't think they will though. I really don't think they will.
That's why they structured the team the way they did this time around. Shout out to RBL Basketball. He saw all these new faces, and I can't get a seat at the table. All love always. Come on, man. We got to work something out. Hit me in the DM. We work something out, because now you're going to try to make me feel bad every show. You know what I mean? God, man. Nah, but shout out to you, bro. Shout out to you. But what I was going to say about OG is, you know, when we heard the news about Julius Randle being out, of course, that was a shocker. Everybody's like, yeah, the season's over. It's a wash. Forget it. You know what I'm saying? But at that point, I'm like, okay. I asked the question on Twitter. I'm like, how confident are you in this team? You know what I mean? Because without Julius Randle, if this team hasn't shown you that you can be confident in this team, then you're watching the wrong game. You know what I'm saying? I think, like I said, if you bring in OG, if OG's still good, that was all I was saying. If OG is still good, we can still get to the Eastern Conference Finals. Personally, that's just my opinion, because I think what he can bring you, like I said, despite playing a terrible and shooting terribly, that's the only thing he did bad tonight was shooting. Everything else he did right, the right reads, being in the, you know, in the passing lanes, just creating havoc. I mean, one of the plays that towards the end of the game when Brook Lopez thought he was going to drive on somebody else and he just comes in and just rips it out of his hands. You know what I mean? It's just being, having those instincts that a lot of guys naturally don't have. When you put guys like OG on the floor with Hart and Hartenstein or Mitch, and you know, you just have an induce, and you got all these guys running around in the passing lane just making high IQ defensive plays, there's no way in the playoffs that's not a team that you have to worry about. And I think that with OG, we still can get, our ceiling to me is still the Eastern Conference Finals. I'm not saying we could win a championship with this team, because we still have trouble creating offense even with OG. And I think that's still something that this team will address going into the summer, because they are going to understand that, you know, Julius might need some rest games. There might be times where he might not play, but we need guys to put in there to, you know, so you just don't have Jalen trapped in a double team every single time up the court. You know what I'm saying? I think that they have to look
at this point. I'm welcoming all of these traps, man.
Well, yeah, because you know, he's finding a way out of it. Yeah.
The Knicks are shredding these traps, bro.
But he's saying it himself. He's saying you got to get it out quick. The middle's always open. And I say I was watching the game with my wife the other day. I'm like, watch, the double's gonna come. He's gonna get it to the middle, and they just got to make a quick shot. That's it.
Every now, Hartenstein time, floater, man, is money.
Hartenstein floater.
Yeah, you know, Hartenstein and Hart are so good when they're in the middle of that, like when they're like the relief valve in the middle of the floor against that trap. Yeah, like that. I mean, because if Hart catches it going downhill, he's a problem.
Oh, yeah.
Like, elite finisher. Mm-hmm. And Hartenstein can't miss a floater, right?
Yeah, he's on fire.
He can't miss if he tries. I think Benji had put out, like, a crazy stat where, like, I don't know what how long it, like, the stretch was, but he's shooting, like, 70% or something like that.
He shot 8 of 9 tonight on 88.9%,
bro. It's ridiculous how every floater he puts up goes in, especially the one that like hits the back of the rim and bounces right in the air and drops in. I'm like, yo, he's been practicing that for Houston, man.
He can't miss right now. He said, if your path is through the Bucks in the second round, you're guaranteed to face the Celtics in the Eastern Conference Finals. And honestly, man, With OG there and, you know, getting into rhythm, I'd like to see that matchup in the Eastern Conference, especially gaining steam and getting momentum going into the Eastern Conference Finals. This team figuring out, like, all right, this is our team. This is how we're going to have to win. That team with OG, hopefully healthy still in that point, I think that's a series that they can go into with a little bit of confidence. You know what I'm saying? Like, all right, now I know you guys have this here. Now, you know, Porzingis is really what makes them deadly. You know what I mean? Like, outside of that, the way he's able to spread the floor, the bigs aren't really going to come up that much. He's going to have that open three damn near all game long. You know what I'm saying? It's hard for Mitch to get out there, and his instincts are going to want to protect the basket. So he's he's not gonna get all the way out there all the time. Hartenstein might do that because he, you know, he's a little bit more power forwardish than centerish than, you know, as Mitch. You know, he has a little bit more mobility. So I can see him getting out there. That's the only thing I think we will struggle with. But if Porzingis is off and OG's giving Tatum fits, I can deal with Jaylen Brown shooting, however, and getting a bunch of turnovers like he usually does when you put the ball in his hands instead of Jason Tatum. I'm good with that. I'd like to see that matchup, honestly. I'm not saying we can beat him, but I'd like to see the matchup based off of, you know, how we match up with them, especially with OG. We haven't seen him with OG yet this year. So,
yo,
that's my personal opinion.
Can I piggyback off of what y'all was saying, too, mm-hmm. about the Bucks?
Yeah.
Like, they just don't look together, bro.
Yeah.
Like, they just look like a disjointed team, man. Like, it's hard to explain it.
Like, you know what's weird to me? When I saw there was a minute and like 10 seconds left, and he just
when he pulled everybody?
Pulled everybody.
After they scored 6 straight points, I was like, right.
I'm like, what kind of move is that?
Like, especially in the middle of a 3-game losing streak? Like, no coach does that, bro.
There's a lot of shit that y'all say about Tom Thibodeau. My coach will never do nothing like
that. Never do that.
Ever.
Nah.
He keeps them up when they're up by 19, man.
When they're up by 19. 2 minutes,
man.
Like,
yeah. He never believes that the game, he never believes the game is over, bro. And it doesn't matter which side of it he's on. He never believes it's over.
He never believes it's over. And that's the thing about him. It's like, it could be 14. He could be down 14 with a minute, like, you know, not even like 43 seconds left. And he's still going to have that team in there. Like, he doesn't care. We're going to figure out a way to get this game. There's going to be two threes that we're going to hit.
Cat, did y'all hear? It's funny we're having this conversation because did y'all hear Doc Rivers before the game? He was saying that he said him and Tibbs are cut from the same cloth. And I was like,
I don't know about that.
That's like J. Cole and Drake saying they're part of a big three. Like, are you?
It's to me, I don't know, bro.
Does he know that?
I don't know, bro. I'm gonna be honest with you. Doc Rivers has that Celtics championship. I don't know what it did to his legacy, bro, but I need some of that. I need some of that. That bro, one he, championship.
Yeah, he's been riding that shit.
Oh, he was riding the past 17 on their wheels till they fall off, man.
Right, bro. That was in 2008.
The last 16 years, bro.
Might have been 8.
It was 8. 2008.
16 years he's been riding that shit, bro. Come on, man.
It's crazy, bro.
And the Celtics been riding that too, man. Because the Celtics before that, bro, they didn't win. They were like the Knicks, man. They didn't win in a long time. So the Celtics fans, they be acting like, you know, if I only think like you're an older Celtic fan, you could brag about it. Mm-hmm. But when you're young, man, you barely even witnessed any of that type of stuff, man. You got to knock it off, man.
Yeah. I don't know. Like, it's, and you look at that roster, like I said, Paul Pierce was a part of that whole time. Like, he was just there. Like, I don't even know what he was, a good player. But they weren't doing anything until they put that roster together. They got Rondo, they added him with KG and Ray Allen, you know, and they did their thing. But ever since then, I don't know what the hell Doc Rivers has been doing. He had a hell of a team with the Clippers, and couldn't do anything with that. He was with the Sixers, the Bucks. Like, no one learns. No one learns. Please don't ever bring that guy to New York. I'm sorry.
Never. I didn't want him on Monty Williams.
Yeah,
a lot of Knicks fans wanted Monty Williams. I'm like, come on.
Talk about it. I don't want a guy who done been clapped in two elimination games by 40 points. Like, can we stop ignoring this?
And then you see what he's saying post game. He's the ultimate sore loser, man.
Yeah, he's a sucker.
Yeah, he's a sucker. Monty, and then he's always talking about, oh, like, I don't like what they did. Just when they lost that, the first time we lost to them, and he lost to us, and he was talking about, oh, take that, New York media. And I'm like, yo, bro, we didn't make the freaking call.
I think he's salty. He's not a Knicks coach, bro. I think that's why he does that.
Yeah,
he like Kenny Smith, man. He never get over it. They didn't give
Kenny
him a
Smith
job.
Another one. Kenny Smith makes me sick with it. And you're supposed to be a New Yorker.
He ain't never played for us, man. He's a Rocket. Yeah. He's a Rocket / King. That's who he is.
That's it, bro.
He ain't no New Yorker.
So you said the RBL said the Celtics are the one team you cook out because they bring stuff.
Yo, that's true, yo. Because I know people think like this can't be true, but yo, I don't think Brown and Tatum is a good team. I just don't.
Nah,
they're gonna have to move on from one or the other at some point.
Defensively, we gonna give them fits. We're gonna give them fits defensively. You know what I mean?
And that's where you beat them at. You can out physical the Celtics, man.
Yeah.
If you play that physical, and that's the way the Knicks game is. It's built on. It's built on wear and tear, man. Wearing your opponent out, and they did it today with the Bucks.
Right.
They wore them out. They deflated them in the fourth quarter.
See, the only thing that I'm worried about with that roster Drew Holiday. Drew Holiday.
Oh, Holiday. Yeah, the vet experience. Yeah, you can't sleep on him.
The vet experience, and plus, just making Brunson work, like he's probably one of the best defensive point guards in the league. You know what I'm saying? Still at this point. So, you know what I mean? Like putting him
shooting 60% from three from the 60? Corners.
Bananas.
Yes.
But Jalen Brunson has such a good basketball IQ that he makes great defenders look terrible.
Right, right. I'm not worried about Jalen with that, honestly. I still think
what he did to Alex Caruso the other night, broke his ankles.
That was crazy. He did step on, I think he stepped on his foot or something like that.
Yeah.
He's playing him too close. Like, chill out. Come on, Jalen. Yes. He should have learned last time. He was trying to prove himself. We're going to see
him. He got a meme made out of him, man. Come on.
Yeah, exactly. We're going to see them on Tuesday.
Yo, my boy is a Bulls fan. And he texts me talking crazy. I'm like, yo, y'all had 3 days off, bro.
Right, yeah.
Y'all caught us on the second night of a back-to-back. 4 days off?
Yeah.
Yeah, like, come on, bro. Like, give me a break.
I don't want to hear that.
That was a schedule loss. I wasn't worried about that.
Right. That was crazy.
If we would have won that game, that would have been embarrassing on their part, honestly.
We got back-to-back on a 4 win against the Kings.
No, yeah, I'm about to say, not just that, not just any back-to-back. Like, we just had to come back from 20 the night before.
Yeah, exactly.
And they almost came back from being down 21 to them.
I mean, Coach said he said the last three games.
And we lost Josh Hart, so that was another factor.
Yeah, last three games we lost, he said it was single-digit losses. I think it was one point, right? No. I don't know what it was.
They got it down to four. It was down to four with two minutes.
It was down to four. Right. I think that's the closest they got. It might have been four. I think it was four.
It's four with 2 minutes left.
He said, I'm going to DM you, Apollo, about that invite at RSP about 18 years ago. Listen. RSP, listen. You got me, bro. You got me. Like, what you want me to do? You got me, bro. Hit me in the DM. We set it up. You got me, bro.
You
got
to get me on.
You call me out. You call me out in public. I can't do this, man.
Yeah, he been calling you out too, bro.
He been calling me out.
I'm starting to believe you got something against him, bro.
Oh nah, you're not about to do this, Joe. You're not doing that.
I'm just saying, bro. It's looking a little crazy, bro.
We might have to put Joe in timeout. It's not fair.
It's looking crazy, bro.
Look, he understands.
My man is in the comment section.
It's all love. You know what I'm saying? He knows.
Nah, he just saying that, bro. He just saying that, man.
He said, I come in peace, my brother.
Nah,
he just
man.
Saying I, that,
Rob,
yeah.
Rob knows it's all love, man. He knows it's all love. But let's talk about that guy, of course, Jalen Brunson. He's been on a tear. He should be an MVP. Like somebody said in the comments, who was it? Who said that? Was it Raul? No, it was actually my cousin, too. Shout out to you. Jalen should be MVP. And that's a fact. You know what I'm saying? He should be in the conversation, without a doubt.
He should be on that list. He's not even on that. He's not even top 10. Like, what are we doing?
The Twyman and Stokes Award.
Right. Which is, you said what?
You know who else not in the top 10?
Who?
Anthony Edwards, I realize, is not in that top 10. Like, what's going on, bro?
That's weird.
Wow,
what's going on
in the top three in the West?
What's going on, bro?
Come on,
I don't understand.
They got SGA over him.
Come on,
that shit. I think I got SGA 2 or 3, honestly. But like, why?
As long as I'm burning on that list, I'm good.
Sabonis was on there. Like,
nah, that's insane.
Like, what?
That dude gets destroyed by Julius Randle, bro.
That shit is crazy.
Yeah, like, come on, man.
Sabonis should not be in there at all. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I'm good. Especially if you're putting him over Anthony Edwards. Are you kidding me?
No, that's insane, man.
And Jalen Brunson? I'm sorry, man. I'm cool. I really don't understand how they rank these guys. I still don't understand how Jalen Brunson doesn't get fouls at this shit.
My man Lee Escobar from the KOT show, he said that they blow the whistle like he's Tony Delk.
Oh my God.
Yo, he had me dying when he said
that. That's for real though, bro. Like, they give him no love.
True.
It's no love, bro. It's really ridiculous because you can see on both sides of the floor, like Jalen to get hacked on one side, and like tonight, he gets hacked, he comes down the court, Giannis does a Euro, barely gets touched, foul. And he's like, yo, are you kidding me? Like, are we watching the same game?
Yo, I had a Bucks fan in the comments earlier. He was like, how you crying about Jalen? He be baiting the refs. I said, yeah, he baiting the refs by getting his face smacked and his head smacked and thrown to the ground every time. Yeah, that's it. He's foul baiting.
Like, come on.
Yeah,
like,
But if he's foul baiting, then what is Dame doing then, bro?
That's what I said. I said, your man Dame is gay. Is a foul merchant.
Dame did this thing. Come on. I see. You know that play where I think Brunson had his hand in the bowl, so he went like this right away. I'm like, that's baiting a foul. Like, everybody does
that. That's a play on, man. Even Alain even said it. That was a tippy talk.
Yeah. Wow. Like, come on. You don't call that. Especially the one that when he dives on Mitchell Robinson dives and try to get the ball. Like, come on, man! Like, let these dudes fight for the ball. Like, you guys are doing
that was egregious. That one right there, man. That's like, if that was Jalen, they would have been blown that one. 24-second violation, playoff.
For sure.
You call one on the shot clock. You call that foul. That's crazy. Yeah,
one on the shot clock. I'm like, all right, cool. I see.
But then they be doing a lot of crying too. So he's another one that annoys me with that. He cries too much.
He does, and that's the thing. You start and see, and this is the thing, bro. And this is not to attack anybody. To me, when you have a player on one team and you're the main guy and your team isn't necessarily so successful, but you are a playoff team. You know you can bring your team to the playoffs year after year. When the ball goes to you 80% of the time, you can be that guy. It shows how much you can be that guy. So that's why Dame time became a thing. Now, when you put him with another star, and it's how well do these guys play off of each other? You know what I'm saying? Sometimes it's not good to just put, like, you know, I think this was previous seasons. This was the highest two players have ever scored and joined teams the next year. I think they both scored 30 points or something like that last year. Like, that was the most. So you talking about guys who are usually getting the ball whenever they want the ball, and you got to put both of them on the same team. Like, is that really a good fit? Like, is that really how it's supposed to work? And some people, you know, Doc Rivers does deserve some blame. Let's be real.
You got two traffic cones in that starting five, though. You know that. Right. You got Beasley and Dame. That's another problem. Because they get hunted a lot. You watch a lot of the games, they get hunted.
Right. And also, shout out to Chris Middleton, who got his tooth popped out tonight. So, unfortunately.
Oh, wow.
By Dante DiVincenzo. I think it was in the first quarter.
I remember that.
He went up for a layup. And his hand came down and his tooth came out. I heard the dude say, his tooth came out. I was like, damn.
I'll be all right, man. I don't want to imagine that pain.
He couldn't come out because of mouth trauma. Yeah, they said mouth trauma. He couldn't come back. I was like, that sounds crazy.
Yeah, that's wild.
And,
yo,
and to like further drive home, which I was saying about the Bucks defensively, like, obviously Giannis is a terrific defender, but he's more of a team defender. Like, he's like a weak side guy, right? Like, he's a monster coming off the weak side for blocks and just being disruptive. But he's not great one-on-one, bro.
Yeah. You kind of saw that tonight.
Even, I mean, you've seen Julius put 45 on him.
Like, he did.
Yeah, he's not great one-on-one. And then you got Brook Lopez out there, who, again, good defender, like when you put him in space, not even Doc Rivers said it before the game. He said we don't have enough guys with great feet.
And you know what, game? One of the oldest teams in the NBA.
That's crazy. How you say that? We don't got guys with great feet. Come on, coach.
So we don't got a lot of guys with great feet. But when I'm looking at their roster, bro, like Middleton is a shell of himself, right?
Yeah.
Like Lillard is obviously a traffic cone. Beasley's never been a good defender, even though he looks like he should be a better defender than what he is. Giannis and Lopez, elite, but like elite at specific things, like we just pointed out. Mm-hmm. And then it's like old man Jay Crowder, like Bobby Portis, not really a great defender. Like Pat Connaughton, I guess, a pretty decent defender. Like if you look up and down the roster, it's not great, bro. And then it's Pat Bev.
And then it's Pat Beverly.
Who's Bev now? 30. No, he didn't. He was out.
Okay. He was out.
And you got the cheerleader on the sidelines, Tenesis.
Speaking of players being out, Alec Burks didn't play a minute tonight and he was healthy.
Yeah.
So I don't know. We're starting to see.
You gotta get it together, man. That dude's been a disappointment. I was big when he came back. I was happy he came back, but he's been a very big disappointment. Right. But you know, he could turn it around. I'm not gonna really like, you know, just throw him out the, you know, in the Hudson River, because a lot of people do that. Like they look at one player to pick on, and it's like, yo, all these players are gonna struggle at some point. So, you know, we're gonna have to have other guys pick it up by committee, because, you know, we lost a big part of our starting rotation. So a lot of these guys are gonna be playing more minutes than usual. So it's gonna be a lot of times they're not gonna look good. But Bogey's been looking better.
Bogey definitely looked good tonight.
Yeah, much better. I mean,
he
much better.
A lot better tonight. He came off the bench with how much did Bogey have? Like, hold on, where is it? Oh, there it is.
Yeah, Bogey has
15. He had 15 points. Six and nine. Yeah, he made
huge
three throws. I just like how he gets into space. He creates space in the mid range, and he just knocks that shot down so easily. Because he has a high release point, you know, he knows how to get, you know, create open space. His shot just wasn't falling before. Now, Burks, the problem with Burks with me is shot selection. It's not necessarily
shot selection. Yeah, bro.
It's shot selection. He does this. He'll come down sometimes and he won't pass to nobody. He'll go around the screen and he's pulling right up. It's like he didn't look at nobody. Then nobody else touched the ball in that play. And that's the only time I really get frustrated with Burks, because any other time when he's hot, yo, get him the ball. Let him go off, because I'm a real. I remember that first playoff series, that first game we wouldn't have won. I mean, that first game we won, which was the second game in the Garden. We wouldn't have won that game versus Atlanta if it wasn't for Burks. You know what I'm saying? Actually, no, I'm wrong.
No, it was game. It was game one. We lost.
Yeah,
but we lost.
He had 26. Yeah, 26, but we lost. Right. But you know. That's the good and the bad of Burks. You know what I'm saying? Like in the next game when we won, I don't think he even really played that well. But I think, you know, you still have him in there when he's hot. But Boggs, it was just more of him missing the good shots. You know what
and
I'm saying?
No turnovers for Boggs tonight, bro.
Right.
Because I feel like I be watching him like, bro, like get your head in it. Yo, the Bulls game, he just had like a run of just...
He went
fuck ups for lack of a better
word. Bad foul.
He fouled DeRozan twice shooting jump shots. One in the fourth quarter, which was horrible. Stepped out of bounds on another play. Another one, he loses the ball. It's just like, bro, where's your head at, man?
Yeah.
And then he'll throw like a lazy ass cross court pass sometimes that never had a chance. It's crazy sometimes, but tonight I didn't see any of that. I was happy.
When he uses his teammates, he's great. When he uses the space from the teammates, when he uses takes a pass, you know what I mean, and passes it back and gets it back. You know what I mean? But when he does he comes down and like he's on Detroit still and he has to make the shot, like he gotta make the plays. Like, yo, bro, you good. We got a good team. To swing the ball, you're gonna get it back. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Go to the corner, hit it.
Yo, but that pull up three with confidence in that fourth quarter was cold,
big,
man.
Big.
That was cold.
That shit was cold.
It was water. It was
he
water.
Was just laying there flying. Bro, man.
Water.
Yeah, that shit reminded me of Melo, how he just lulled the dude to sleep. Yeah. And then just pulled. You know how Melo used to just lull you to sleep and just pull. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because he initially thought like he was gonna take him off the dribble. But he just pumped the work and just let it fly.
That was fire. That was fire. Xavier says, but how is Brunson not getting more consideration for MVP?
Insanity, man.
Third, the second, and half of the team's points on a nightly basis. You know, and this is a winning team. top of the East. You know what I'm saying? I don't understand.
Made an All Star team. I can't get it.
You got Jokers in the AC getting MVP consideration. Like, bro, what is happening?
This league is back.
Jimmy Butler got MVP chance, bro. You crazy? Jimmy Butler.
Come on, man.
What's happening? Like,
what are you watching? What game are you watching? This is another 40-point game for this dude. Another one. You know what I'm saying? And
he can't get a whistle, bro.
I don't understand. Like,
you know, there was one point in the game where Damian Lillard had more free throws than the damn entire Knicks team as a team. Come on. Like,
come on, bro.
The NBA sometimes could be like, I just sit there and watch somebody's game. It's like, this looks so scripted, man. Like,
it is very scripted.
The biasness against the Knicks, man. It's like, I know the NBA has been bad officiating all around the league this year, but yo, I don't know. They got to go to some school or something, man, and not take another training course, because I don't know, man. This ain't it. We're not watching sometimes.
Penalties or something. Like, you guys got to be a penalty, like, for if you go back and you have more than, you know, because refs are going to miss stuff, the human. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't need you to be ridiculous. But if we're going back and we see 3 to 4 miscues per game, it's like, all right, dude, let's cut these down to 1 or 2, like, you know, max. Like,
but you know what it is, though? It's like Tip says, bro, just call it consistently.
Call it consistent on both ends.
You don't gotta be right all the time. Just be consistent. Right. And like, because if you're consistent, the players could adapt. And the coaches know what to expect. But when you just all over the place, bro, or you calling it kind of like one-sided,
there was one play where Giannis went up and Hartenstein literally had just a clean block, and they called the foul on it. I'm like, and this, I think it was in the third quarter. I'm like, what's going on? Yeah. And then the play before that, when he drove to the basket, he just pushed off Jalen Brunson in his face.
Yeah.
And went up with it right in front of the ref. And Jalen Brunson didn't even get the swing to get back up.
Damon Giannis shot more free throws than the whole Knicks team tonight.
Embarrassing, man.
That's crazy.
Embarrassing.
That's insane. Let's
still call it fat hell. That's the sad part. Got ref help and still got smoked.
Shit is crazy. Just before we get out of here, I do want to address my man Dante DiVincenzo, who all of his shots came from behind the arc tonight. He was 8 of 11 from the field. From 3 for 26 points. And, you know what I mean? The thing about Dante is he's not always going to be on fire. He's kind of like that J.R. Smith kind of. You know, he's streaky. He's a streaky player. He's not always going to be on fire. But recently, you can still rely on him to hit, you know, a good amount of shots per game. But 8 threes in a game, you know, I mean, in a season where he's hit, how many times he's hit 8 threes? You know, it's happened a bunch of times at this point. So, shout out to him. Like I said, 8 points. I mean, eight threes, 26 points. He had a block of steal. You know, just deflections. That's what he does. You know, 3 assists, 4 rebounds. Just making the right play. 2 of 2 from the free throw line. This guy's a blessing,
Delaware,
man.
Delaware Jordan, bro. Yeah, Delaware Jordan for a reason.
Like a Jordan in Delaware. Like, it's funny. I told my wife that every time I see I show her a clip of Dante, I said, there goes MJ, and she starts laughing like, you're such a nut.
That was his nickname, for real.
It's crazy. So yeah, man. I mean, what we got coming up? The teams we have coming up playing, we got the Bulls on Tuesday, Celtics on Thursday. Looking forward to that. I don't even know if they're going to play all their guys, to be honest with you, because they set in their position. I don't even think they're going to worry about us.
They have literally nothing to play for.
They have nothing to play.
They're going
to
be sitting players out, so the Knicks should not lose a game the rest of the way, honestly.
Honestly, yeah. I think four more. I think we have 46. If we win 4 more, we hit 50. You know what I mean? Let's do it. Let's go for 50, guys. You know,
I had about 53 Eastern Conference Finals, man, in the summer. Right. I was like one of the lone Rangers out there. I am by myself, and I'm glad I'm right. I'm going to spin the block, man.
Yeah, man. I'm with that. Because last year we ended up winning, what was it, 47?
Yeah, it was 47.
47, and then we got the 6 extra in the playoffs, and that got us to 53 altogether. But hopefully we can hit the 50 before the playoffs this year. You know, last year we got eliminated by the Miami Heat, which I'm increasingly not liking this team, man, especially with the Julius Randle news. Is that, you know, every time we played them, we ended up
somebody gets hurt.
Somebody gets hurt.
It was bam. It was a bam screen, man. Illegal bam screen.
Yeah, every single time. I don't. I'm good. I don't want to see them in the playoffs.
Nah, but they're fooled, man. We can, even with OG, we can beat them.
Nah, no.
Hey guys, check it out real quick before we get out of here, because I'm looking at the Celtics box score tonight. So they played pretty much everybody except for Tatum. So Jaylen Brown played 30 minutes. Derek White played 31 minutes. Drew Holiday 21. Porzingis 27. Horford 21. So they still kind of playing guys. I heard they've been like cycling guys in and out of the lineup, from what I understand.
Okay.
So they're not sitting everybody at once, but they'll sit like one or two guys.
Right. Right.
So we're still going to face a pretty formidable Celtics squad.
Yeah, they're not going to sit everybody. I don't think is it Joe Mazzulla? Is that how you say his name? Yeah, Joe Mazzulla. I don't think he's going to sit there and rest a bunch of his guys. He's going to see who wants to play. I doubt Jaylen sits. I wouldn't be surprised if Tatum and Porzingis, especially Porzingis. I wouldn't be surprised if Porzingis sits.
Honestly, I wouldn't be surprised they play everybody, bro, because it's the Knicks.
Just because it's the Knicks, they don't want to win.
Yo, Shea has missed, six of the last seven games? The one he played was against the Knicks, bro.
And he came back and
the Spurs? Yo, the Spurs, bro? Vassell and Keldon Johnson have not played. Yo, Vassell and Keldon Johnson have not played, bro.
Have not played since. Since yo, that game, I really don't understand. I really don't understand.
Everybody healing by Wolverine.
The officiating those two games, like in particular, the Spurs game was terrible. Terrible. The Thunder game, that one pissed me off because it was right after. It was like, yo, come on. What is going on? Like, I'm not going to blame you. Now, don't get me wrong. I think a lot of it was the missed free throws at the end by Jaylen. And
Make your free throws.
Yeah, you got to make your free throws.
That's the problem.
But still, man, like call it even, bro. Like, I'm sick of this. I'm sick of it. I just don't like watching a game where you're calling it on one end, and then we get Jaylen. He gets fouled. He gets hacked. And then they said that they come after the game and say, what's the Lugan's door? They said that he didn't foul Jaylen on that shot.
Yeah, right.
I'm like, how?
Like, bro, he literally.
If it was Wemby or SBA, that whistle would be blown real quick.
Right. I'm like, how did he not foul him? Like, what game are y'all watching? Like, it's, you know what I mean? Like, it's not, and then they say Jalen Brunson is foul hunting. Okay. Cool. Whatever.
You know, I had a Knicks fan tell me that Wayne Brooks is low key giving him love, that I misread it and I have comprehension issues. I'm like, hey, nothing in that quote that he did not show Jalen no type of love. And it's a Knicks fan. A diehard Knicks fan was telling me that healing me with his chest out.
Nah.
I say, yo, you gotta be drunk or playing around, Unc, because you can't be serious about this.
Nah, man, there's no way. The officiating is terrible. It's been bad for a while, of course. This year has been ridiculous, but now it's kind of obvious because you have a star on your team and you're starting to see he's not getting the calls that other stars are getting. You know what I mean? And that just makes it even, you know, it makes Knicks fans love this guy more because you're still winning. You're still winning. Mm-hmm. You still got your team at the top of the Eastern Conference without the second best player. You know what I'm saying? Like, you're still leading the squad. And that's exactly what we've been waiting for. You know what I'm saying? Hopefully, before he signs a bigger contract, we can make something happen. You know what I'm saying?
You heard what they said, right? These guys are willing to take less money.
Yes.
Like, and that's the thing that gets me, because like, it's team first and not just about me. Right. And I want guys like that.
Isaiah Hartenstein said himself, he said he wants to resign. He said
Julius.
Yeah, he said, I love it here. You know,
it's rumbling that Julius might even take less to stay.
Mm-hmm. They said they said to Isaiah, they said, if your contract was the same, would you take it? He said, yep, I love it here. You know what I mean? And that's the kind of environment you want.
At this point, I don't think the Knicks got a choice, bro. They gotta bring him back. Man.
They gotta I really don't think
The more I watch, bro, I'm like, they can't let him walk.
Nah, he has to be here. He has to be here. I love Mitch, and they will find a way to bring them both back. I don't think there's an issue with that at this point.
Well, Mitch is signed, so
they'll keep him here. You don't have to worry about bringing Mitch back, but I think you can play them both. I think you can keep both. You know what I'm saying? I think there was
definitely
section of the fan base that's like, listen, you got to have one or the other. You don't.
They be separating too much. I don't like that pin and pin teammates together. I hate that shit.
Yeah, man.
I don't. Why would you? So, hold on. So before, when Hartenstein was on the bench, it was cool having both of them. But now that Hartenstein has had a comeuppance,
that social media
now Mitch has to go. Like, no. And Precious has to be the backup center. Mm-hmm. Like, respectfully, I love everything that Precious has done. Have y'all watched him play basketball the last week or so? He's come back to earth, bro.
And then he was catching smoke, too. They were calling him soft and all that. Like, man, this dude is trying to recover through an elbow injury, man. Like, are y'all serious?
Yeah.
Like, let him get his, you know, get his game shape up.
Yeah, Precious, though, I think the thing with Precious is, you know, I think, like, also, like you were saying earlier in the show, I think a lot of it was they saw what was going on with Julius behind closed doors. I think they knew that something was going on, and that's why you had the Josh Hart interview where he says, we got to play like these guys aren't coming back, basically. You know what I'm saying? So, and I think that's really what it boils down to. I think we lost Joe there. But that's really what it boils down to is I think Precious's play, I think that had a lot to do with what was going on around the team at that time. And it showed. Everyone played bad. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, even Burks was playing bad to the point where you didn't see Burks tonight. So, you know, that's the kind of game it was, you know, and hopefully we can get Precious to play a little bit better tonight, but obviously play better than he has. And hopefully he can get 1 minute. Tonight he only played 5 minutes. He, you know, took one shot, you know, had a foul. But, you know, he didn't really play much, you know. So hopefully we can get him back up to speed and back to where he was before, because Precious was playing well, and I don't want it to be like, oh, it was just a good run. You know what I mean? I think I would like to think that Precious is actually, you know, what he showed us he was. So, you know, hopefully it's just a bad slump and he'll get himself back up.
Nah, he's a rotation player.
Yeah, I think
he's just not getting the minutes that he was getting before.
Right. Especially with OG back, and, you know, I mean, clearly he's gonna get more minutes than if Julius is back, but now it's gonna be more sporadic, you know what I'm saying? Xavier says Preston has like a $6 million option. They should definitely pick it up, and he showed flashes of greatness. Of course. I mean, the most, you know, I think this unit, a lot of these guys that we have, they like each other. And I think that plays into wanting to play for each other. And, you know, like, yo, I might get a couple more bucks here or there, but am I really gonna get the playing time? And how long am I gonna be there? Am I gonna be part of the system? Am I gonna be part of the rotation? They might not need what I bring to the team. You know what I'm saying? So you have to consider that when it comes to moving around in free agency. So I think a lot of these guys will come back and, you know, decide to continue playing. So like I said, we got Bulls, Celtics, Nets, Bulls again. There should be no reason why we can't, especially with this team, if everybody's going to play, we should be able to beat all four of these guys, especially even the Celtics. Even if the Celtics bring everybody out, which they might. You know what I'm saying? We'll see. But I'm looking forward to that lineup there. You know what I'm saying? You gonna say something?
As long as Josh Hart don't kick nobody in the head, we Gucci.
Yeah, as long as Josh Hart doesn't kick somebody in the face.
That was egregious, man. He should have never got thrown out of the game for that, man.
I give him flagrant one. You know what I'm saying?
It. Flagrant is fine, but to kick him out of the game for that, come on.
I'm like, and basically what he said was, I think Scott Foster said what they asked him, what took you so long to decide that, if you knew that that's what it was? And they said, we knew the effect that it would have on the game, so we had to talk about it. And I'm like, what?
That dude sound like a Tim Donahue puppet, man.
Yeah, like, it doesn't even add, like, call
straight from a school of dumbasses.
Like, what do you
like, come on, like, man.
How it would affect the game. And no, bro, like, you just knew that, all right, we got to make sure we could say it in a way that Tibbs ain't going to curse us out. Yeah, because you knew it was coming. There was no way that should have been a flagrant two, but whatever. Cool.
I admire his patience, because I would have got suspended by now.
Yeah.
Some of these calls, man, are just egregious, man.
Yeah, Tibbs been sturdy all year, bro. He got real one sturdy. Tech all year.
Real sturdy.
He has not gotten fined, even though he got close. He got close last week. But he was like, those are fouls. Those are fouls. Those are fouls.
And yeah, y'all heard what JB did after one of those games that was like that. He was like, it was a good call. Every time he asked him a question, he said it was a good call.
Always.
I love the trolling about Jalen Brunson. It was a good call.
He trolls it all the time. Like, yeah. Like, there's nothing I can do even, about it even now.
He said, yeah, obviously, I really don't like these guys. And I was like, I love that. I love that. Like, trolling. And you can tell they love each other, man. That camaraderie go a long way.
Yeah. Yeah. That's true. That's true. What were you saying, Joe?
No, I was saying, even on the roommate show, they was talking about the Rockets foul one show. And he was like, oh, it was a good call.
It was a good call. Like, come on, man. Like, you know what it is. Like, these refs ain't shit.
Well, like, they bad, bro. They definitely bad, some of these guys.
They bad. Something's up. And I'm not cool with it, but whatever.
NBA got to clean that up, man.
They got to clean it up. But if you're still here, hit that like button, subscribe, share with your friends, let everybody know, hit that bell to know so you're notified when we go live. Any last words from you guys? Either one.
Go first. I don't care.
Joe, any last words? Anything?
Nah, not really, bro. I'm tired. Go Knicks.
Ain't nothing turning.
Go Knicks. Like, comment. So, I got like this weird pain back here. I don't know what's going on, bro. Like, comment, subscribe, share it with your grandmommy, your grandpappy. Share it with the pastor.
They're still watching the Knicks, yes, for sure.
Share it with the whole congregation, you know, and tell them mind some of the language, but
they'll be all right.
Tell them we're upstanding individuals.
Listen, if they're Knicks fans, they use the same language. I say it.
They definitely do.
If you're a Knicks fan using the same language, you'd be all right. Don't worry about it.
Definitely do.
Ari, tell the people where they can find you, man.
Hey, what's up, man? You guys can follow me at AriHoops84. I'm on the X app. I still call it Twitter. But you can also get me at the same thing, AriHoops84/GoldSchoolRetroNBA. If you guys don't know, man, I talk about players from the past, college teams, historic 70s, 60s, 80s, 90s, role players, you name it, anybody that was good or was on their past agreements but injuries derailed their career. I talk about them too, man. So follow me and it's on Spotify as well. Go School Retro NBA. Check me out. And I want to say go Knicks, man. I think the next few games, I think we can handle this. I actually expect us to win them all. I'm not going to lie. Mm-hmm. But I just want them to just take care of business, man, because sky's the limit for this team. It hasn't felt as good to be a Knicks fan since the 90s, man. I want to say, man, it's go Knicks.
It feels good, man. It really feels good to be a part of this, man. Go Knicks.
Xavier said for me to go get some icy hot.
He said, Joe, go get some icy hot. That might work well for you, bro. Yo, Xavier, shout out to you, man, for the advice. And shout out to you being here, man. Appreciate you in the chat, everybody that's here as well. And everybody else who hasn't made it and you watching on the replay, thank you for watching as well. And until next time, I'll holler at y'all, man. Peace.